Okay, a very good evening to all, huh? Brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the fourth day, 30th August, 2022. Proceed with the English version, huh? Dedication of offering. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciple who had practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Wow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma, the Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well. I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha. A good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows. Such indeed is the Blessed One's reputation has spread as, such indeed is the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the perfectly enlightened one, endowed with wisdom and virtue, the accomplished one, the knower of the world, the incomparable teacher or guide to those to be trained, teacher of gods and men, the enlightened one, the blessed one. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha. The Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise, the sun, awakening the lotus. I bow my head to this peaceful chief of conqueror, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow's destroyer, who bestows blessing on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate his body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessings of this practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome. Bow by body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha. Now let us chant the praise to the Dhamma. well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise, each for themselves. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma. It is excellent because it is well expounded and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revered the excellent teachings that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme refuge of all beings, as a second object of recollection, I reverence it, the Buddha head. I'm indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. The Dhamma is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life. And in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By this utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Dhamma way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome by body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma. May my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. Of good conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of outright conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One's disciple, namely the four pair of people and the eight types of individual, is worthy of offering, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gift, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merit to the world. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha, born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, form of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind, by excellent morality and virtue, I revel the assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate the Buddha head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. It's my Lord and Guide. The Sangha is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessing on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and mind. And in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced path, the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I go in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome by body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I committed towards the Sangha. May I, the notion of all, be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha. Okay, we'll do the closing homage. Arahang sama sambuto bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivadene. Swagato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay, you all can be seated. So we shall continue with our sharing.
24th Heart Sutra class and meditation class. Part 1, recapitulation and emphasis on the previous lesson. 1.1, the true purpose of meditation. The true purpose and intent of meditation is to develop the wisdom to liberate the mind so that one is no longer deluded by the five aggregates of form and mind, causing one to grasp and cling onto it as the I and the me and the mind to condition one's suffering. Understanding this true intent and purpose of meditation is very important because meditation is not only about developing the calm and tranquil mind alone. Wisdom is more important. One only needs to understand why one's mind is not peaceful. The main reason being the five hindrances of mind. And they are there because the opposite five spiritual faculties needed to overcome them are lacking. When the spiritual faculties are there, the hindrances will cease to be. Then, when there are no more mental hindrances or craving, the mind will be naturally peaceful and calm because it can accept the reality of the moment via wisdom. Wisdom allows one to see things as they are via the unwavering mind in upekkha or equanimity. Mind does not stir anymore. Mind is free, liberated, and no longer deluded. Meditation via focusing, looking, and noting are mostly thought-based, whereas the one via the silent mind in sati awareness, we walk before the knowing, without thought, to awaken to phenomena is mindfulness or sati-based. Only true wisdom is the mind-free. This wisdom cannot be learned, but only through awakening via the direct seeing, with the true mind without thought. Attachment to Dharma as knowledge can also be a form of delusion. Wisdom is an understanding and not knowledge. There is nothing to know because all knowing is via the thought, as knowledge, whereas wisdom is an awakening, a realization which is beyond thought and it is not rigid. Part 2, Heart Sutra Lesson 24, Feeling, Cognition, Formation and Consciousness. Page 62 to 71. 2.1. Formless Dharma. So too are feelings, cognition, formation, and consciousness. Sariputta, all Dharma are empty of characteristics. They are not produced, not destroyed, not defiled, not pure, and they neither increase nor diminish. This section covers the more subtle formless Dharma acting at the mind level. 2.2 Definition. Number 1, True Understanding, page 63, implying wisdom. Number 2, Defeat them, imply no longer deluded by them. Number 3, Feelings of happiness, imply pleasant feeling. Number 4, Feelings of suffering, imply unpleasant feeling. Number 5, Feelings which are characterized by neither suffering nor happiness, imply neutral feeling or indifference. In the pure and deep ultimate silence, all creations are transcended, a sudden awakening to the original perfect fusion of self and Dharma. Explanation. When the mind realizes itself, all the above can happen. Part 3, Meditation, Reporting and Questions. 3.1, Listening from my heart during the Dharma sharing. Question 1. When I listen from my heart during the Dharma sharing, I feel very peaceful and happy. There is clarity, but this state does not last. Why is it that I feel this way? Brother Teo answer. This could be due to your past cultivation that enables you to have this ability to listen from your heart. And it looks like conditions are now ready for you to connect back to your past cultivation. You will progress very fast from now onwards, because when you know how to listen from your heart with your full awareness there, then the brain which is up here in your forehead will not condition you to think, comment, judge, and react so strongly as before, when your attention is most of the time at your forehead. While listening, since thoughts are response to memories, so by listening from the heart, there will be very much less thoughts, but initially, it will be like the listening is in bits and pieces and not really connected to the memories. But don't worry, because it is normal and you should continue to listen from your heart until it becomes normal or natural for you to do that. Actually, that is the correct way to listen. Listening with your full attention or consciousness awareness without the interference of thoughts. It is a sign of good progress. Also understand that like all phenomena, it is impermanent. So do not expect this same experience to be repeated all the time. This is especially so during your daily life, when you are not in a conducive place to listen to the true Dharma. Then your habitual tendencies of listening from your forehead, brain will start to happen again. Sometimes the hindrances of mind can still come in to disturb your mind state. So do not react or stir your mind via delusion. Just let things be and let it settle back to its natural or original state of stillness and inner peace. Then you will always be happy and at peace. Have the wisdom to see things as they are and understand all this clearly. Then one day you will come to understand that as long as the true mind within does not stir and create thoughts via one's own decision to think or react, then the mind will always be peaceful. The one thing to react or to be calm and peaceful via the thought is a delusion. The one thing will create the steering of mind, because this mind, via the thought, will try to control and suppress its negative emotions or lack of peace, thinking that it is bad via not understanding that the controller is the control. When the mind is in sati, there is no thought, i.e. thought ceases. So just relax and silence this mind to be with the moment in silent inner awareness. And do not try to do anything, because the doing is almost always by the thought that will cause the stirring of mind again. So the thought, which is the controller, tries to control thought, thus explaining why J. Krishnamurti said, the controller is the control. When one understands that the natural state of mind before the stirring is stillness without thought, then meditation becomes very simple, just like the case of swimming. Take for example swimming. If we understand that the natural state of our body is already buoyant because it is lighter than water, then why do we need to learn how to float? Just let go and don't do anything and trust that your natural state of your body is buoyant, then your body will just float while not doing anything. But instead, most people struggle in the water trying to keep afloat, and in the process sink and drink water because of their fear and lack of understanding or delusion. So similarly in meditation, if we understand that the natural state of mind is already the meditative state of silent inner awareness without thought, then we just let things be and don't do anything. And the mind will settle down to its natural state of peace, tranquility, and stillness on its own, just like the swimming analogy. Once you realize that you can float without doing anything or holding on to any float, then swimming becomes very simple and easy, because you just move to swim without having to worry about learning how to float anymore. The float is just like your object of meditation, which is just a skillful means to help you train your mind to be heedful, or in the case of the float, to assist you to float. So now you start to see and understand that as long as you are dependent on the float to swim, then you will never understand what the real swimming is without the float. So in a similar way, as long as you are still holding on to an object of meditation, or a mantra or noting something, then you will not understand what the actual meditative mind is. So now you understand why finally one still needs to drop the use of any meditation object or skillful means used to train your mind. Just like swimming, why must you learn how to float when your natural state of your body is already buoyant, which is a fact which you can't understand initially due to your delusion? Understanding that your natural state of mind is already the meditative state, which is without thought, in perfect pure awareness and stillness, then meditation becomes very simple and very straightforward, and you will know how to meditate without delusion anymore. To me, after several years of serious meditative investigation, I have come to realize one very important truth or understanding with regards to meditation. That is, we need to understand what meditation is instead of clinging to meditation techniques, methods, and teachers, because the technique and method, which is a series of instructions to do certain things, never defines the meditation. Maybe it can act as an initial aid, like a float, to assist you initially to learn how to swim and float. But to really know how to swim, you must let go of the float and believe that your body can float and reach a natural state of balance or buoyancy if you don't try to do anything. That is, let go completely and you will float. Then swimming becomes very natural and easy. Our mind is more or less the same, i.e. its natural state is already the meditative state in stillness. So just stay silent mentally and don't do anything. Don't even try to use the mind, which is the thought, to meditate, to disrupt the natural state. Because the thinking mind, which is egoic and thought-based, cannot meditate to realize the Dharma or truth, which is akaliko, timeless and beyond thought. Because of ignorance, not knowing what truth is, the thinking mind is conditioned via its own wrong view and habitual tendencies to constantly arise the mental activities or heedless thinking, sankhara, leading to the arising of the respective mental consciousness, vinana, that supports the arising of the five mental aggregates of form and mind, nama rupa. Hence, trailing off the whole chain of dependent origination, leading to dukkha finally. When you understand what meditation is, then you will naturally know how to meditate at any place, anytime, and under any circumstances. And you will not be constrained or deluded by your attachment to methods, techniques, and teachers. Basing on the analogy of the handful of leaves by the Buddha, it is pretty obvious that the Noble Eightfold Path is the meditation, because according to the Buddha, there is this fourth noble truth that states clearly that the path leading to the cessation of dukkha or realization of nirvana is the Noble Eightfold Path. So just silence your mind and be heedful to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path via the seven stages of purification and the three turnings of the four noble truths as taught by the Buddha. Hope the above explanation will clear all your doubts and enable you to meditate correctly with the right understanding. 3.2, Brother Teo's advice to silence our mind and stay at the heart area. Question 2. Brother Teo, you are the only teacher who asks us to silence our mind and stay at the heart area. But why no monks or texts ever advise us to focus on the heart area? Brother Teo answered, don't worry about what others say. Just investigate and find out for yourself. Do not quote me saying anything, because you may not understand what I mean. Then you may get me and yourself into trouble unnecessarily. If you are not careful, then you may end up arguing with them over methods and techniques again. Just say, Brother Teo only shared his Dharma understanding with us. So no right, no wrong, and we as Dharma friends or Kalayana Mitas, just make use of whatever that is useful and conducive for our own cultivation. It is just his sincere way of sharing the Dharma, and as Dharma friends who walk the path of Dharma, so we are here to sincerely support, motivate, counsel, and help each other to progress against the path of Dharma without resorting to any inappropriate negativity of action, speech, and thought. I only advise those who have developed the ability to silence their mind and rest their awareness at the heart area to feel the gateway to their nature. If they are penetrated, if they have penetrated the direct seeing and stabilized their daily mindfulness. This meditation is only done by those who have developed the silent mind in pure awareness or sati. We are taught, after they have stabilized their daily mindfulness or anapanasati, and also for those who have trained their mind until their mindfulness is so subtle and fine that they can hardly feel anything. This is the state where a lot of meditators get trapped and stagnant because they don't understand what is happening. Some master or teachers will ask them to do the sitting and touching, etc. But if they understand what is happening, then they should stop doing those things, just like what I have explained under question one above. The reason being, the meditator has reached a state where their bodily vibrations have become so much finer and subtler. Hence, they need to develop the more refined sati or mindfulness to stabilize their mind so that their mind is able to stay still and silent on its own without the need for any dwelling or object of meditation, that is, mind in sati without any anchor. To realize this state, they must silence everything and stay at the heart area to detect the gateway to connect to their nature within so that their sati can become more refined and stable. Then, when they have stabilized their sati this way, they will suddenly realize that they are now able to be mindful of even the very subtle breathing or fine vibrations within their heart area and every movement of mind within their kaya, while this awareness or sati is like greatly magnified and in slow motion, but with a lot of clarity within. All of the movements are like broken down into a lot of very fine movements in between. When this stage of cultivation is reached, the mind is very mindful. Most of the time, in and out of meditation, even in their daily life, their daily mindfulness will be very different, very clear and stable with little or no thought most of the time. And they are constantly aware. A mind in sati is always aware of sense experiences, every hearing, seeing, and thinking, etc. With a lot of clarity and everything is like a flow, i.e. the mind and phenomena coming together and move as one, in perfect harmony and synchrony. The meditation using trust is needed when one is able to detect the gateway to their nature within. And this is usually cultivated only by those going the Bodhisattva way, leading to Buddhahood. For more details, please listen to the recorded talk.
Okay, good. So I have to explain a bit. You see, the last part where they describe all this, it can only happen when your mind has entered sati, means your mind has become so mindful. Because mindfulness has its own stages of development. As you develop mindfulness on the in and out breath, which is anapanasati, initially it's like this mindfulness is not connected. The awareness of the in and out breath, like not smooth. So you try to like draw your breath and all those things. But later on, when this anapanasati takes off, means you keep on trying. Don't use your thought. Just allow it to breathe naturally. Then the awareness with the breath moves. Every time the breath go in, the awareness is with it. Every time the breath come out, the awareness is with it. Until the awareness and the breathing move as one. Means in unison, understand that? Not separate. Not the mind trying to be mindful. So you just have to do until the mindfulness come. Then when the mindfulness come, you will know. Everything is like in harmony, in synchrony. Then this mindfulness initially will enable you to become very calm and very peaceful. Then you will experience piti, leading to sukhang. But this will happen initially as a long breath. Long breath. That mindfulness, which is really developed, is like the long breathing. One in breath is like very long. And one out breath is also like very long. Yeah. So during that time, you like every time you draw the breath, whether it's long or short breath, the mindfulness will make you very calm, very peaceful. Because it's like the whole thing is just aware, no thought, no thought. So this phase will pass. Then later on, this long breath will develop into more refined awareness. So when the awareness becomes more refined, your breathing, your what they call vibration in your body all become like very different. It like become more and more subtle, more and more subtle. So the breathing also becomes shorter and shorter until finally there is hardly any breathing. Which means your sati cannot detect it already. Because your sati is not refined enough. Understand? You have not developed it further. So the stages of developing it further need understanding. So most people, when they reach that training after some period of cultivation, even anapanasati or rising volume or what, they will reach a point where their breathing become very subtle, like hardly any breathing. Then the rising and falling also, they cannot feel anything. It's like not there. It's actually there, but very subtle. Very, very fine. So what you need is more refined sati. So during that time, don't do anything. I remember I was able to stay at the breath there. Even with the breath not moving, I just stay there. Silent, relaxed. And of course, when I relax, I maintain awareness. Then after a while, I think it depends. Sometimes after you have done it a few times, then it becomes like very fast. You straight away, without any breathing, the subtle breath is there. Then your awareness is there. Then that time I remember when I decided to slightly straighten my posture or move a little bit, then I realized, how come the awareness can see all this, like magnified so clearly? The slightest movement like magnified. Then later on, I went to the breath again. Then I realized that subtle breathing, I can detect now. Because the mindfulness has reached another level of refinement. That way I can detect that very, very subtle breathing is actually internal breathing. Internal breathing is not the breath going and go out. It's very short on, very, very short, but the mindfulness is there. Then that time, no thought on. When I am with that, no thought on. Then later on, I realized the mind can just stay there, even without any breath. That's how I come to know object of meditation, no use. Finally, everything stops. The mind has to be a free mind in sati. Understand? That is your true mind. That's why I naturally should be from my past, know how to do that. Then I realize this mind can become like that. So quiet, so still, tranquil. Then I enter pasti actually. Then my mind was in sati. Then when my mind was in sati, I realized everything I see is in sati. Everything I hear is in sati. Smell, taste, tactile feel, or think. Everything is in sati. That's why after that, I realized this is how it's to be done. But hardly anybody know. So what happened was during the early day, I continued to do. Until finally, I went into the four foundations of mindfulness. The sati patthana and all those things. Then before that, I actually did the what they call it's like the avijja sutta step. Yeah? the initial wisdom. Because every time I listen to truth, I read the sutta, I understand, then I contemplate, reflect until very stable. Then the initial wisdom arises. Then it starts from the heart area. Every time the sense experience comes, immediately upon contact, the arising of the sense experience, then this mundane mind cannot come in. Because that moment the consciousness appear, like seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile. This initial wisdom is so fast, spontaneously arise and explain to you what the thing is. Sankara anicang, sankara dukkang, dhamma anatta. Then that one immediately cannot stir, cannot move. That is just aware. Then the awareness is specific phenomenal awareness. Not. Then I realize everything I see become a movement. Then my kaya was automatic. That's why throughout the day it was aware. Then I start to see my subtle mental intention, my subtle defilement, everything. Then I start to understand the teaching that the Buddha was explaining under the four foundations of mindfulness. That's why I can explain to you all in a different way. How the Dhammanupassana, mindfulness of the five mental hindrances, comes to be. The five mental, five aggregates of form and mind. Then the six internal sense bases, six external sense bases. Then mindfulness of seven factors of enlightenment. Then mindfulness of the Four Noble Truths and its treatment. Yeah. Then the initial one, Kayanupassana, of course, that one I went through already. Then feeling, I understand it differently. Because what is being taught is only the theory. Feeling, there are three. They tell you, you always hear this. Isn't it? Pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, and neutral feeling. Okay? But what the Buddha meant is, mindfulness of feeling means, when feeling arises during contact, it is pure feeling. Understand now? But then the moment you are aware that feeling has become unpleasant or pleasant feeling, what is that? That is ill will and sensual desire. Understand now? Means this feeling has been conditioned into like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. So these are the two mental hindrances. So when there is mental hindrance, you're supposed to be aware. That's why when feeling arises, aware. When unpleasant feeling is there, aware. When pleasant feeling is there, aware. When neutral feeling is there, aware. Aware means what? You just aware, understand all. Then you will understand, what is this? Mental hindrance. When you know it's a mental hindrance, then that mindfulness, the awareness, will allow you to understand that you must not allow the mental hindrance to be there. Because what are mental hindrances? They are mind state that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state. Understand not? So without the initial wisdom, which is yoniso manasikara, feeling cannot remain as pure feeling. Feeling will be like conditioned into craving, like and dislike, positive and negative. So when it comes to feeling, it's to see all this. Then when you know the mental hindrances are there, what must you do? Do not label it anymore, understand? Do not give any word to describe it. So labeling with words and concept is creating the mental hindrance, understand now? Where you have like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. So when you are in that state, how can you be mindful? How can you be aware? How can you be in the state of awareness to understand what is going on? Then later on, when they go to citta, also say, citta nupassana. When the consciousness, it is content. When there is greed in the consciousness, you aware. When there is ill will, hatred, envy, jealousy, mindful of the content of consciousness, that away. Then inside the Satipatthana Sutta, under Cittanupassana, you will read all of mind state, Sankara, you aware. When the Chitta is peaceful, aware. So all this demands mindfulness and awareness. When you are aware, you can develop the understanding. What happened? How come your mind has been stirred into all this mind state? Then how did the causes and conditions for a tranquil mind arise, for a still mind arise? So all this is for you to develop the understanding, then retrospectively reverse it. That's why later on when it comes to the fourth foundation, that is where the application of Dhamma to actually develop the final wisdom, the penetrative wisdom. Then during that time, your yoniso manasikara become very stable. That is penetrative. That is what Bhavana Maya Panya is about. Bhavana is about the meditative training, wisdom born of meditation. So the four foundation of mindfulness is all about sati. That's why the purification of mind is by sati, not by thought. The four right effort deal with thought. Understand? But the five ways to overcome unwholesome thought, first two ways is still thought-based. But the third and fourth way is meditative. You remember? Aware until it ceases. The other one, aware to trace the origination factor. Then through all this observation, understanding, retrospectively reverse it by straightening your view so that the next moment you see or hear or perceive anything through your senses, you will have the right view born of your straightening of view to be at peace with all situations or conditions. So this is how you develop the cultivation. Okay? So when you are at peace, means you have the right view to see things as they are. That I explained to you. The world is the world. When conditions are that, things will be like that. People are just the way they are. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Angry people do angry things. So this is how that right view, that straightening of view, lead to your ability to see things as they are, to accept the reality of the moment, that always be at peace. Then later on, cultivator, even some of my teachers, they come up with all this understanding, like Ajahn Mun tries it. We choose accept everything as natural, only mighty nature rolling by, nothing else. So when you have all this, these are like the wisdom, you need so much that it will prompt you, only mighty nature rolling by. Then you will not react, you will not stir. Understand? That things is just the way it is. Means what? Everything is like what I mentioned just now. Huh? Follow nature's law. Following nature's law means what? Thing is just the way it is. Understand? So only mighty nature rolling by. Then all this understanding, they will stabilize. Then when they stabilize, it's in your nature. Understand? Where you contemplate it, you reflect, you awaken to it, you insight into it, you saw it in the awareness-based meditation. Then all this become the new understanding. Then you act according to this Dhamma understanding. Understand? That's why this one spontaneously, very fast up, no need to go to memory and recall. That's the reason why I say wisdom, you cannot learn. You have means you have. You don't have, means you don't. If you don't have, at the moment of sense experience, you're feeling 100% straight away conditioned into craving. You will react and stir. The habitual tendency all come out. But if you have the wisdom, you need so much, it will remain as pure feeling. Because you understand the unreality of form, the unreality of mind. The aggregates are empty, impermanent. You attach and cling, you grasp, lead to suffering. then we choose accept everything as nature. Means whatever happened is based on nature's law. So everything is just the way it is, natural. Natural means nature's law operating. So I realize Ajahn told me, we choose accept everything as natural. Then he add, only mighty nature rolling back. Understand? Because nature has its set of nature's law. And this thing operate, understand? According to the Buddha and the Panchaniyama, first two scientific law. Utuniyama and Bijaniyama, the physical law and biological order. Then the law of karma, of course, we have dealt into it, you understand. Then the law of mind, understand? How you function as a human being. Then there is this law of truth. So all this will be the governing nature's law that governs life and existence. So whatever you do, there are all dependent originating, condition arising, and there are all the time, like the Buddha said, whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. So these causes and conditions is what nature's law is all about. Law of karma, you reap what you sow, do good because good. How did they come up with all it? Where they saw it happening in real life within the conditional. That's why the Buddha finally, after his enlightenment and awakening, he dared to tell you, each and every one of us, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned, supported by us, and we are what we are because of karma. You know why he can come up with this or not? Yeah. You remember after his enlightenment? First week, he expressed gratitude to us. What? The Bodhi tree. Then the second week, what he do? He went through dependent origination. Then after that, he saw his birth. One birth, two birth, three birth, until uncountable birth. Then he realized every birth was like that. Because of what he did, he born into that. Because of what he did, he born into that. That's why he come to know every life, he is born of his karma, heir to his karma, condition as well, and he is what he is before. So when he saw all this, that's why he is the fully enlightened, the all-knowing. He can understand this. Normal people cannot come up with this. If this life, there is no sasana, I don't know this, I also dare not tell you this. You understand? I can only tell you, you reap what you sow. But I cannot use that statement. All beings, irregardless of who you are, we are all born of karma either. But if you have that wisdom, you dare to deduce. You know what is deduce? Means come to a conclusion. Yes, based on like your understanding, if it happened to me, if I read what I saw, other people also should be. Correct? Not? Cannot be only me. But he really saw one. No? Through his own, he saw, then he applied this deduction over to all humanity. And because he has perfected himself, he is a Sammasambuddha, that's why he can see. He can see past, present, and future, he can see. So I believe he must have checked. Understand? Other beings. So this is how all this can be developed and understood. Okay? Then we go on. Sadhu. Okay.
25th.
Yeah.
Heart Sutra class and meditation class. Part 1. Recapitulation and emphasis on the previous lesson. 1.1. Nothing frees you except wisdom. If you have delusion, you will grasp and cling. Nothing can free you except wisdom. When there is wisdom, the mind is always free and at ease because it is no longer deluded by sense experiences. The mind is always peaceful and calm and it will not stir anymore. Thought-based meditation cannot develop the penetrative insight of wisdom to liberate the mind because the Dharma is akaliko, timeless beyond thought and time. and Pachenkan can only be realized by the wise each for themselves. The Mahayana analogy of finger pointing towards the moon is very important. The Dharma is like the finger pointing towards the truth, which is the enlightenment. So to really see the moon, one must look, gaze beyond the finger. Similarly, to realize enlightenment, one must see beyond the Dharma and not cling onto the Dharma. If you attach or cling onto the Dharma, then your mind cannot be free because it is still holding onto something, hence not a free mind. A good example is Chen Xiu, who always clings onto the wholesome Dharma and tries to push away the unwholesome Dharma while he's constantly polishing of his mind until it shines so that no dust can align. He has failed to realize the true mind because he mistakenly or deludedly clings onto the mundane mind, thinking it to be the true mind. This delusion has conditioned him to cling onto the wholesome and unwholesome Dharma or duality created by his own discriminating mind. But Huineng, the sixth patriarch, who has transcended the Dharma and realized the true mind,
transcended the
Dharma and realized the true mind is no longer deluded. Hence, he has understand that originally there is nothing, so where can the dust align? That is, if there is no discriminative mind with delusion to divide the Dharma into wholesome and unwholesome, for it to grasp and cling onto, then there will be no dust, which are the defilements or the unwholesome Dharma. Hence, no more problem or doing is needed anymore because wisdom frees.
So this part, wisdom free, you must make a note and understand it. Nothing liberates your mind and free you from suffering except wisdom. So whatever you do in the name of cultivation, meditation, what you want to cultivate is to develop the insight knowledges, the awakening, leading to the arising of wisdom. That's why Panya is very important. Panya is a spiritual quality. So if only wisdom free, then why are you chasing after all the jhana and all those things? All the psychic special abilities, special meditative mind state. These are worldly people. Maybe we call it worldly people like to develop it so that they can become famous, understand? So that they can say, hey, I can do this. So they think these are very, very special ability. When you have means sign of progress, you have developed very good meditation. But the real meditation as taught by the Buddha is to develop heedfulness, which is mindfulness, stability of it, to insight into phenomena and awaken via understanding, not to do anything else. So this one is very important. Yeah? Then the other thing is Shen Xiu. Yeah? You see, this duality that he created through delusion, dust is what? Defilement, unwholesome mind state. That's why he said, use that mindfulness. Polish until it shines so that no dust can align. Means no unwholesome thought or defilement can actually arise in his mind. That is not wisdom, you understand? There is a lot of doing, understand? Means throughout the day, you ever mindful to prevent the arising of that thing. Okay? The wrong thought or unwholesome thought or what? That one is at the thought level, understand? First right effort, second right effort, then third right effort, then fourth right effort. So the second right effort is to prevent it from arising, understand? Although it is quite good. When you can prevent it from arising, means you understand these are defilement. It will bring about karmic negativity. That's why he used that to actually suppress it, because he doesn't want it to arise. But the actual training is different. What the Buddha thought is the five way, the third and the fourth, he didn't realize. When you do the third way and the fourth way, you realize that wisdom, the understanding that all these mind states are dependent originating, condition arising, like fear, anger, insecurity, delusion, whatever. They are not intrinsic to the true one. So when you are able to be aware of it and saw it ceasing, then you know it is not intrinsic within your true one. So these are dependent originating states. Means they come and they go. That's why they are impermanent. So when you understand this, then you understand why the Buddha says sabbe sankara anicca. Understand? That you attach and cling and hold, thinking that anger is you and you don't want anger, like sense you, keep on suppressing, don't want to let it arrive. What happened to you? Yeah? What happened to you? Huh? You cannot free, understand? Yeah. You are like afraid of that thing. Oh. So every day you are doing. Oh. Who is doing? The thought is doing. Oh. The thought is suppressing it, controlling it. Say, I must not have anger. But when you realize that wisdom, anger is not you, then why are you doing all these things? You understand? Oh? So you go to the fourth way to trace the origination factor. In the first place, before you get angry, there was no anger. Understand? Then where does the anger come from? Through the senses, understand? Through your wrong view, you stir. This is how you root out. Through the wrong view, you straighten your view, develop this wisdom to see things as they are. Understand? Not? That's why sense you trap. He cannot break free. So now you understand? No. These are very subtle difference. Understand? Not? But since you are very logical, no. Understand now? He said the right effort, correct one, abandon the wrong thought, man. The defilement, man. The one with the great hatred. Yeah. He followed that one, but he didn't go through the five ways to overcome unwholesome thought. Yeah, he doesn't know the third way is sati, understand now? Awareness to be with it. That's why he cannot do it. Well, he was using thought to cultivate. Then the other thing about this duality is those who are not having the awareness to develop the wisdom, they will be trapped in reality, duality. This is what the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta that Ing Bi Chan. Avoid the two extremes. First, middle path, understand? Means to avoid the two. Second one is to transcend duality. Understand? Transcend duality means like the Buddha teach. When this arises, that arises. It must mean sati idang hoti. When this ceases, that ceases. It must mean asati idang ar hoti. Means what? When you create good, automatically, whatever that is not good, manifests it. That's why yin and yang is like that. The Tao, Lao Tzu teach on it is like that. That's why you see the symbol of the yin and yang. You realize or not? It is a very good way to depict reality of life and wisdom. Then he got this, like an S like that. Then inside the black one, there is one white spot. Then inside the white one, there is one black spot. You realize? What does this mean? Means within the negative or evil, there is still very small number of pure. Like every tradition, or sorry, profession, there are some black sheep on inside here. Understand? Not? So yin and yang means when you create one side, the other side manifests. So good and bad is one. Yeah? Right and wrong also same in that. Whatever that is not right has to be wrong. Huh. Wholesome and unwholesome also say that. That's why all this reality lead to what? Argument. Because you want to be right. Then you want wholesome. You don't want unwholesome. So if you cultivate with the thought, Thought has this power to divide, understand or not? The danger of thought is it has the power to divide. How will he divide? He create words and concept, understand or not? Like I mentioned, once you create one word, race, religion, gender, nationality. That's why the world is full of this type of religious conflict, racial conflict, gender conflict, war between nations. All these are created by one thought.
I thought of one more to add to that.
Can.
No, it's just getting COVID. Because it's a scenario that is more relatable at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And duality was there. Initial reaction is getting COVID is bad. That's why I have my reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, getting COVID or not getting COVID can be a good thing. You learn from it.
Yeah.
So actually experiencing. So I had the idea that nobody get COVID is the best outcome. Actually, that itself is a very biased perspective.
It's an ideal case.
Yeah. That actually, it doesn't mean that if anyone get COVID, it's not the best. Actually, now, whatever the current moment is always the perfect, beautiful outcome. Because this is reality. This is what we can learn.
Yeah,
anything else is make-believe. My ideal thinking, my upside-down thinking. that's my sharing.
That's why just now I was with Stephanie before she came. Then she told me they may decide to go home or what. And she's not sure. He said, leave it to them. Then he said, she okay. I said, why? He said, I got COVID before already. I got immunity already. That is a very good approach. Understand now? Then he said, I got before already. I got natural immunity. India didn't do anything. The natural immunity bring down the death. Understand? Because actually, indirectly, the vaccine is a, I put it, bracket scan. Understand? Dr. J also agreed. Because even without this vaccine, of course, more people will be affected like initially. But it's survival of the fittest, nature. That's why Charles Darwin realized survival of the fittest. But people will say, hey, human life involved. This is very cruel. But who are we to judge? Understand? There is this nature's law. But if you look at society now, in fact, this is a very good discussion topic. I also reflect on it. People ask me, before science developed the vaccine, during the early years, I think Dr. J also will know, they all study medicine. There is a lot of this, what they call very traumatic disease, the plague, the great plague. There is also the Spanish flu, or the Nova flu. There somebody call it Spanish fly. There's a doctor. But we don't laugh. Because this thing happened. So that time what happened? A lot of people die actually. Pitiful. A lot of people die. Then they come out with vaccine and other things. That's why they really do R&D. Then they do a lot of things. Then during the early days, penicillin. Before the advent of penicillin, a lot of people actually suffer the what they call the disease that penicillin can cure. So medical science has its purpose and intent and has helped humanity in many ways. Okay? That's why you talk about this, the one that discover bacteria, then do the pasteurization. Who is it? Louis Pasteur. I cannot remember. But I know what such thing. So that discovery are all very useful. That's why we evolve. We grow. But society has its own corrupted greed. You understand? Then when they know vaccine can make a lot of money, so people preempt the coming of pandemic, the virus, and all things. So it started with SARS and all those things. So SARS didn't spread so far. Then this one, they claim the COVID-19 is from the lab come out. I also don't know true or not. But what is important is you see, it creates a panic. They're able to gather all the support and get the whole world, all the government to pay so much money to get the vaccine. And who benefit? The few pharmaceutical company that actually invested a lot of money to prepare for this ready. They already got ready, the manufacturing and all the things. And who are the investors? Bill Gates is one of them, right? And all the other very rich wealthy people. So it's like a business to them. Of course, you talk about moral, understand? But this is the way society is. In fact, I look at this COVID-19, initially the statistics come out 8% or whatever. It's quite a lot actually. If 8% serious, then the death rate is quite high. But later on, they inject the thing, so the vaccine, then the side effect, all they dare not disclose, especially Pfizer. Now a lot of issues already come up. But if they don't tell you the side effect, they use the vaccine, you may maybe mitigate COVID-19. Okay? You bring the severe case down by a lot. But they say you take second jab, third jab, and fourth jab, nobody know what will happen to you. Dr. J will know. That's why he initially don't want to take. He advised take the homeopathy one, which is good. And our whole family take, except my son, didn't take. My daughter-in-law also take. We all didn't kena, my son kena. But whatever it is, you have to develop the understanding that I can trust Dr. J. I can sense him, he's very sincere. He's a medical doctor, a qualified doctor. Then why he come out and do it? Well, he told me he saw how the Western medicine, the way they use the medical approach, the drug and all, the side effect is terrible. Understand? Even the chemo and all. That's why he can actually combine his treatment to actually go hand in hand. I saw him help Seong. I saw the WhatsApp he sent. That's why I came to know what he do. That's why I even tell Benjamin, I don't want you, you want to see Dr. J, you better go. But he's good. He understand many. He study on his own other understanding. Then he combine. Then he do his best based on his understanding. So these are people who are sincere. And he is not like those that wants to make big money from you or charge you. No, sometimes no time to even tell you how much. And all this thing. So as Gayamita, you know, we have the last few years, he actually changed, become different. After he attended the Thursday class at Suyan's place, then he initially got trouble understanding. Then later on, the faith very strong. But he realized what I thought is very different. And that one can be proven. It's a living reality related to life. And everything can be put to test on. You can investigate into it, you can find out. Then if you are not sure, just let things be, open mind. But because he, on his own, developed the faith, and then when he attended the class, he saw Kanyamita, the way they have progressed and developed understanding is very different. Understand? So it's not about right and wrong. It's not about whether that vaccine people scam people or what. It is the reality of society. Understand? Karma is about seeing things as they are. So if you as an individual wants to develop the understanding and act according to Dharma way and understanding, then you have to be wise. Understand? Don't be gullible. Just like I was it Sui the other day, I told, there was somebody asked me. Then I think Sui, he said he was explaining to somebody on the whiteboard, Apolian, Chubolian.
No, not whiteboard, just discussion.
Oh, discussion. You said you got to draw.
No, like this have to stay until very deep.
Oh, okay. So he said, because Sui shared something, remember? He said,
the top.
Something that everybody
said
is okay, but I don't know
what
that is.
Yeah, you didn't hear.
The reaction to COVID.
Yeah, not only reaction to COVID. The topic was, what already?
Rooting out the greed, hatred, and delusion.
Yeah. He said, when you see the greed, hatred, and delusion, when you awaken to it, when you realize the danger of it, like Sri Krishnamurti said, if that is the cobra, you dare to touch or not? Understand? Not? You know, cobra, if it bites you, that poison, if not enough time, you go to hospital, you die. Very fast. It's very, very poisonous. But because the evil root, you don't see the danger. Understand? So she realized, when you understand, you see, you cannot do it already. You will not go that way already. Understand? So he tried to explain to Chipotle about the COVID one. Then I add it. I said, yeah. If you are gullible, you don't have the visa, you know what they do or not? They will send you all the social media email. You receive one of them. Hey, you say new strain, no, B2A, don't know what A. No. They say a lot of people die, no. And who died? Take the second jab one, no. Then, without finding out the fact, you don't know what is going on, you panic already. Then you straight away, like I got one sister, he read also didn't read properly, he sent out already. Oh, and panic people. So when you receive it, it's because karmically, you last night also like that. So you read what you saw. So you receive all these. For me, it's different. Seldom people send to me. But when they send to me, I know how to see. And most of the time, I know this one is an old. Sometimes the old social media, same video, circulated 3 years later, 2 years later, 1 year later, still going around. Understand? Your people don't check, don't screen. Then you must use your understanding of probability. That's why when I understand the probability, then for me, because they say we are the, what they call, that group, high risk. HIV, all in the high risk area. Coming to 70, 70 plus, high risk one. If you got commodity problem all add together, then it makes you super high risk. So they say, go. So I got one classmate. He said, hey, you taken your booster. I said, no, Jan. He said, you better go and take all. We all high risk. Then I said, you didn't read the other type of social media. That says can get a lot of casualty. And yeah, I say mighty. Otherwise you kena COVID high risk or passing. Yeah, he said, Tao Sa Jiang Bo Tai Chi. So there are different type of people, understand? So it depends on your understanding. To me, there is no condition I don't want to do. I don't want to go. I know my nature is like that. I have the permit. If it's meant to be, go, I will go on. If the condition arise, then the government will say, oh, is that available? And then we are locked in. I remember the days so we have me and my wife. So we got the appointment at the same place. Then my doctor get later. Then we go triple A. So far, so good. I mean, all this based on understanding causes and condition. The condition, I go. Even I make the decision not to take, okay? Because whether true or not, I don't want to do. I let nature decide. Meant to be will be. The condition will come. I know I have the nature, the parami, the understanding. It will protect me. What protect? The Buddha already said your virtue and now protect you. Your karma protect you. Not the social media news. Understand? Yeah, perfect.
Actually, I was thinking the protection doesn't always work in the way we expect it to work. Because, like for example, when I cut my finger and then I lost the range of movement, right? When I reflected on it, I actually think lucky is only this finger, it's not my the important fingers. So even though it was something unfortunate, right, but actually it was the perfect way for me to pay back my karma. If it was anything more severe than this, I don't know how. It already karma already helped me reduce. Probably already reduced until it is like this. I somehow not thankful. Also, everything that happened to me, I really think no matter how bad I thought it was, actually, no, that was the wrong view. It was perfect.
That's why sometimes you understand it's like blessing in disguise. You know Angulimala? When people whack you until the head broken, the blood all come out. He approached the Buddha. The Buddha said, endure. Why? Because you are arahant, this line no more. The karma must catch up. That healing is very heavy karma. Otherwise, you go down and suffer in hell for very long. So blessing in this guy, like, people throw stone at him. After all, Angulimala will be quite old. So if you look back, you understand, like Sui, contemplate, reflect. Luckily, just that finger, nothing much. Then sometimes, if you go through like cultivation, you experience a lot of very tough stages of cultivation. Like some people, three step, one bow, Xin, and Master Xuan Wan Liao. You think it's easier. It's not easy. Then when they sit initially, before they know how to break through pain, a lot of meditators suffer, painful, suffering, misery. Then I say, what happens if you know how to see karma? You know that you are this karmic, supposed to kena severe accident, land in hospital with all the pain, then only you pay back. But instead, now you take it in the meditation. Which one you prefer? Accident or this one? You surely choose this one. This one is nothing compared to the one. Now, so a lot of things, when you start to understand, then you know, if I take care of karma, if I have contentment, my mind become beautiful. Otherwise, I hold like this. Ayo, I shouldn't. Luckily, Sui didn't mention that. Because I remember the way she cannot be other condition. He go and wear the glove. First time, he never wear glove when he washed the plate.
I use the...
Oh, the rub one, the like foam one. A lot of foam one.
Sponge on the stick.
Oh, I put on the stick, sorry. Then slip, no. That thing broke, no. Then he want to catch the broken one, no. At that instant, you think you want to save, no. Then I got one classmate, the daughter in UK, no. She was studying. The luggage was very heavy, it was small size, no. The staircase he go to, the luggage fell. You know what she did? She tried to save the luggage. She fell and hit so badly injured. The bone over here, I think dislocated or what, landed in the hospital. Luckily, the student insurance. And luckily, the father was there. My classmate, MU classmate. So when I call him, I say, hey, free, we meet up. Yeah, normally, off and on, we meet up. He said, tell what, I still UK, you know. I said, you UK do what? My doctor here. I said, luckily I come on. He fell. I said, why? How did he fall? He said, the luggage, stupid girl. They go and save the luggage and get herself into that thing. He said, luggage, be see, You understand? On hindsight, thing. But you know what happened? Coming, have to pay back. The condition, you have to go through that, otherwise you cannot kena. Understand? Yeah, maybe she is careful on the road. So don't condition. But when that karmic ripen, he want you to land, go in the hospital with that injury, he will create condition. That's why a lot of things about karma, you cannot understand until you witness enough and you have the sensitivity and understanding to be aware of it and understand it. That's why today's discussion is written. Okay? Sadhu. We read on that.
Mind creates true consciousness following the 12 links. Consciousness is just mental images, hence not so real and empty. And because it is constantly arising and passing away, following nature's conditions, we will be able to awaken to its anicca, impermanence, dukkha, suffering state, and anatta, non-self, universal characteristics, if we can just be silently aware within via a choiceless awareness of what is. 1.2.
So this choiceless awareness of what is very important. When you are aware that there are causes and conditions behind, then you realize, this one I cannot change. Your causes, conditions are that, things will be like that, it cannot be otherwise. If you want things your way, which is not nature's way, you suffer. That's why you need mindfulness, stability of it, to see, to observe, to understand. So this one is very good. Aware within, we are a choiceless awareness, means you don't make choice. You don't act according to memory, understand? Not? You just aware, finish. Understand? Not? No motive, nothing. Then, this awareness will allow you to awaken to what is the reality within the moment. Because within the moment, condition of that things will, that car, you drive, you are not careful, or somebody not careful, they hit, accident, happen already. Understand? So happen already, meaning what? This is a reality. But a lot of people cannot accept one of, you know what happened? They want to blame, no? They want to ask you to pay. Yeah. That day somebody told me, don't know where, accident. That guy wanted him to pay. Actually, that guy was on the wrong. Oh. So finally, I don't know, I forgot the actual happening. He told the fellow off, he said, do you know that you are at fault, you do all this thing? Then the fellow said, oh, sorry, sorry, then he ran away. Yeah. So a lot of things happen already, means what? Resolve it amicably, understand? Like accident. You blaming, you point finger, you get angry. If the fellow is violent, he whack you. Understand? After all, you have bought insurance, isn't it? He said, claim my insurance. Don't worry. Go and make police report. But if he's a nice guy, then talk to him. You're serious. If not serious, can we? No need report. I repair mine, you repair yours. Then settle. Understand? Then sometimes I see that guy, like student or don't have much money, young. Like one day, I remember at one Utama, Suez car. He passed by straight road. This guy turned from the junction, I don't know, four-wheel drive, and bang into Sui driving on that car. Then I came down, and I looked at him, what, he panicked. I said, next time, better drive carefully. I said, okay, go. So I repair myself. It's okay, you know, I can afford. So resolve it amicably, and just, of course, Sui just came back from Singapore not long ago. Which is good, because it doesn't hurt anybody, it's just minor damage. So this type of money, must pay, it's coming back now. So we pay, and we resolve it amicably, so that in future, there is no continuity. Understand? Not? If I start to scold him and all those things, then he panic, then he got angry, then he will remember me for life. So. Do you want to create the enmity and the coming? No point. That's why I used to tell people, Sam used to tell me, if money can solve, you can afford, then it's not a problem. Then that day, I don't know who, he applied the same answer. If money can solve, not a problem. So he paid. I forgot who, one of the Kayamita told me, he can afford also. So he paid. He said, yeah, like that, solve problem very easy. Never mind. Don't go and like Cynthia, Bo Song, understand? Not? That fellow wrong, why should I pay? Then it create entanglement. Then the situation become more aggravated. Then let's say this fellow go back and complain, also Bo Song. Then the friend or the parent don't want to kiasu, don't want to let go. Hey, let's go and confront him. No such thing. You better prepare for the worst. There was one case in SS2. One group of the motorbike alone or whatnot. He confronted the driver and like accident, I think purposely create the accident and want him to pay. But this guy actually got connection with gangster one. You don't know. He said, okay, you wait. He make phone call. The moment he make phone call, within 10 minutes, one group, two, three vehicle, gangster, parang everything, come down, the motorbike will run. So you can never think that they are in a weak spot and you can do what you like. Your karmic is like that. You don't know what will happen. Causes and condition. So follow Noble Eightfold Path, resolve things amicably, and move on. Understand? Happen already. Why still want to argue? Like I used to tell people, it's okay. Are you hurt? More important than that. Then we resolve this. If you really make a mistake, say sorry, I really didn't see. My fault. Claim my insurance. Don't worry. Once you say like that, he want to get angry also cannot understand. Because you admit fault. Then claim my insurance or more. So he's so happy. Okay, we go police station. Then the sergeant come. You tell the real story. Then let the sergeant decide. It's not him who decide. So we resolve it. Then later on, let's say the sergeant find him. How come? I thought I at fault. No, you at fault. Means the sergeant very smart. Sometimes they go and bribe the sergeant. Then the summon, my brother-in-law, the lorry below, actually don't know what he did. Then my brother-in-law's car last time. Then he went make police report. It's very obvious the lorry was at fault. But end up, he cannot summon them. The lorry driver free. He was so angry when he sent to the workshop expecting to pay more. End up, he has to pay everything. And he somehow cannot find $300. So he said, I dare not tell him this is karma because otherwise he'll get angry. He was meant to be. There must be causes and conditions from the past. I don't know. Last time you're a lorry driver, you also con people like that. So now, condition arise, you become the victim. So he con you back. You reap what you sow. Fair enough. There's like people who don't understand, they cannot agree. They cannot understand all these things. Clear. Okay, well, yeah, continue.
1.2, to be aware and listen from the heart.
Correct. Okay. Where is Amy?
Amy went to.
Oh, Thailand.
Okay.
Then can we have toilet break? This one very important to her. She asked me at the kitchen. I taught her what this thing is. Listen on the heart. You wait for her. I go toilet also.
Okay.
I also need to go. Okay. You can continue, Maya. 1.2. Ingrid, this one is what you asked me earlier on. To be aware and listen from the heart. So I saw the title, I know must be this one. This is what you need.
1.2, to be aware and listen from the heart. Forehead is where the brain is, so we live from there. Then is many thought based, giving rise to many knowledge only. Heart is where the nature or awareness is, so if we live from there, we will use it mainly to feel and be aware intuitively to arise the wisdom via the direct seeing. When the mind is chattering or thinking, then it is preoccupied with those activities. Hence, it is not silent and is not aware anymore to see things as they are. Active thinking will make one heedless, that is, lost in thoughts, hence no real wisdom can arise. To have wisdom, one must develop the ability to be aware and listen from the heart, without the interference from the brain's conditioned thinking, views and opinions. Thought-based living leads to a heedlessness and a lot of negativities, whereas awareness or sati-based living from the heart leads to wisdom. Therefore, stay in the heart, have love, and be loved always. Without the daily mindfulness, there is no real meditation, because wisdom can only come from the direct seeing, via the silent mind in pure awareness. Heedless thinking throughout the day develops strong negative habitual tendencies. To overcome this heedlessness, one must develop the five spiritual faculties to counter the five mental hindrances of the mind. The mind sweeping method is only feel, no thinking, and relax. It's also a very useful technique to decondition the mind from its daily heedless thinking by allowing the mind to settle back to its natural state of silence and stillness. Every moment of feeling and relaxation will allow us to relax any tension, tightness, or stress within our body more and more, because the momentum of thinking will be temporarily disengaged. With a relaxed physical body, it will condition the mind to be at ease and relax, thereby arising the meditative mind. The meditative mind is just aware, silent, and without thought. So the pure awareness or essence of mind before the knowing is the meditative mind. Dhammapada verses 23. The constantly meditative, the ever mindful, and the steadfast one realize the born-free supreme Nibbana.
Okay, I have to explain further, because this one I didn't explain. I don't think it's in this Heart Sutta book. Okay, anyway, the condition arises because Amy, on the way down, asked me about where he was lying down and doing the meditation. When I was sharing this morning or afternoon. So she told me she was hearing from the heart. You use the word.
While Manya was reading the book, I was feeling quite slow and top.
Yeah.
So I have no choice. I still have to lie down.
Yeah.
I lie down, I cannot sleep. There's no more slow and top.
Yeah.
So I can hear whatever she reads.
Yeah. But your hearing is from here.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Very good. I will explain to you. Last time Alicia asked me the same question. There is another character, I don't know who will also sing a song, I think a song. So what happened is, you see, like I explained here, the forehead is brain, memory, understand? So thought is respond to memory. Then you realize this is the mechanism where living being has evolved for so long. That's why they have been using thought for millennia. You look at your senses, your eye, your ear, your nose, your tongue, of course, tactile is the whole thing, and the brain. They are mainly at the forehead there. You realize that? So very near. See, the brain come down already. That's why acting according to memory. Here, the brain perceive, react, stir already. The views, opinion, all formulate here. So from here, the senses, they actually work very well. That's why thought is very active. So for those who understand, especially my last guy, he said, you stay here, this is hell. To him, this is hell. Because this is acting according to memory. This is hell. Then I say, stay where? No hell. He said, stay here. Go to the nature. Then later on, because he don't have the Dhamma, then I realized, stay here is to develop the awareness, to transform the inner. Then when you understand the direct seeing, you have the wisdom, then the wisdom is the one that protects you. But he don't have that understanding. To him, he has, he think that thing is he, like the super Atman or what, he think that one is he. He said the true self, is it? He used this word, honestly. Then to him, he has some type of different understanding as far as nature's law, condition, Dhamma. He don't understand, but he's not a Buddhist. So to him is, if you are there, this is his word. He said, no karma. Anything you do, you can kill, you can what, if you are there, no karma. Then the first batch, some of them follow me on. I say, I don't want to comment. You think no karma, you do. Then I saw it. The law of karma manifests so clearly to me. Because the mundane condition world, the form of mind is subject to karma. Understand? I saw him kill ants, cockroach. Yeah, he believes he stay here, no karma. But not important. Because as far as the Buddha is concerned, my nature also understands this law of karma is a nature's law, and the form of mind is subject to it. But he don't have this understanding. That's why he don't have a structure. He know Krishnamurti one area, he got awareness. He read, he can understand. He read, he can understand. But the nature's law, the conditioned Dhamma, he cannot understand. So because of that, what happened was, I realized later on, sometimes for no reason, I become like very sleepy. Like I want to rest or doze off. No? So when I'm sleepy, I sleep and rest with awareness. Like I drive, I silence my mind, 10 minutes, I recover. So every time I feel this, even I'm driving or whatever, I will try to go somewhere where I can. The last time I'm working, I go back to my office, I sit, I meditate. Then I realize when I meditate, this one really go in. Really go in. Then later on, I learn how to listen from here. Then like I explained in the earlier section, you remember? Initially, the hearing like bits and pieces one, got gap one another. Like, because you are not hearing from here. You know? The first time you hear from here, like got gaps one. So cannot catch the whole meaning one, sometimes got gap, like missing. But never mind, don't listen. Because later on, I realized, you know, when I travel spiritual tree or I realize their natures, the great being's nature, their nature's energy, which is the pure energy. When they come, the vibration is wisdom energy. Then when I speak, my vibration is wisdom energy. So when you listen, you just silent and listen from here. I remember song asked me, Alicia asked me, then this time Engbi asked me. That's why I say, this is the right way of listening. You know, when you listen from here, sometimes your brain, you will like shut off, silent, don't want to know. Song last time also went in, I said, don't try to know. Why? Because this wisdom energy, the vibration, it will, it's like food for your nature. You will receive it, and it will activate and move from inside without you knowing it. Then later on, even you don't hear my words, later on, you hear anything related to that, you understand or not. Means the wisdom already there. No? How did you get it? You didn't listen. Because of this vibration, the pure energy, that nature. That's why one of my teachers, the second last, also told me, the great beings, nature and the Buddha, they are ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. Means their nature is everywhere, understand? That their nature is perfection, so different. And it's ever radiating for the cultivator of the wheel. That's why when I connect, then I only understood that. Because I can detect all this type of energy when I was traveling and all those things. There's certain area, not supposed to have one. Also, suddenly that type of energy appeared. Especially when I was in Wu Tai San, before I reached, I really felt it. Then when I was there, very strong. Then Liu Chu Hui Neng also many places. So a lot of these things, when you have the condition, means the nature like tell you, go and meditate. It's like make you sleepy. Then you go and meditate. Then when you go, you rest, you silent from here, you listen. A lot of things happen. Then like there is energy coming in. There is vibration, all this thing coming. That is a different type of vibration. The very fine one. Much, much more refined than what my nature has. So, coming. That's why after that, my nature also opened up. Then the understanding also coming. So a lot of these things, unless you are doing awareness-based meditation, you cannot understand them. So now you have the understanding. You try it out. You find it out for yourself. So when I listen from here, surprisingly without the words, I know inside more already. Then after that, my understanding different again. My understanding different again. Then I can see deeper. That's why I told you like the Dhamma Dao, this one open already. Then only the next one can open. Then only the next one, subsequent one can open. So it is a what they call part of the way, the training. There's something you inherit from the spiritual way, then you just skim through, understand not? You reach that level of understanding very fast because you have cultivated before. Then after that, the new learning, you have to start this life again to evolve further. So all this is what the nature will develop and the understanding will unfold. Okay, Amy? So sadhu, because I was told tomorrow you are leaving. The three of them. That's why Sui Ang got to put the account up there first. So no problem. We continue and we monitor and see how it goes. Yes, like Sui Ang said, it's a precaution. Because they are all three in the same car, Tammy and the mother. Understand? Yeah. Although still negative until now. So what happened is, yeah, so what happened is positive. No taxi want to take them. Okay. So their choice is they can also zoom in.
The Han sister is also leaving tomorrow.
The Han sister is also leaving tomorrow. So no problem. Huh? So just let things be. Just to let you all know. Huh? Okay? Then it so happened. Amy asked me that. That's why I want her to listen before she go. Yeah, Amy, you got any question?
Yeah, but still, because tomorrow is National Day.
We
are supposed to take the Bodhisattva
vow. At 10, huh?
Yeah, so our taxi comes 9:30.
So we bring it. Put forward. So morning chanting, no need. Straight away Bodhisattva vow. Okay, I put forward.
Oh, sadhu, yes. Sadhu, sadhu. Thank you very much, Vajdeo, for your consideration.
Song.
Tomorrow also the sharing of
marriage
is the chief
and
late chief
president. Oh yeah, that one never mind. You will do. Yeah. I will do on my own. Yeah, I will do on my own. That one they organize on the collective and let them do. Yeah. I normally do on my own. Yeah, I have a lot of gratitude to Chief. We have his first edition of the What Buddhist Believer. That is where I saw the Four Noble Truths. Then later on, when I came down to KL to study MU. Then I went to Brickview. Then I met him. I was full of gratitude. Then that time I keep on wanting to thank him and all, but no condition. Yeah, he was so busy, he was so popular that I was just a student. But later on, when I went to Brickview, do the recording, I help out, then I came to know Chief Reverend better because my son and my daughter, he agreed to let them go novitiate program. Then he came to know me. But every time and I see nobody, I went and talk to him. Then I said, thank you so much. At that time, I expect he was full of joy. He said, because he had that book. Yeah, he said, my dad book translated into many, many languages all over the world. He said, many people appreciate and yes, I said, Chief, and your Dhamma very good. Yeah, his honor to prepare you to go into that thing is very good. Then he know a lot of the Pali word, the Jataka story, the teaching, the essential Dhamma. He very good. He can recite the Pali and explain the English. His English is very good. So I initial year earlier, I like to listen to his talk. And I record all his Friday talk, Sunday talk, Friday talk. So because of that, when I say thank you so much because of you, I actually connect back. Then I said, no need to search. That's it. And then I came that time after 89 already, only I see him. And only I thank you. We had that time I had to understand. I said, thank you so much. He was full of joy. That's why when he passed away, I was there. Yeah, I was there. Then when they do the, what they call like the ashram, I was there also. And then every time if I go to Brickview, I sure go and pay respect. Yeah, behind the old Dhamma Hall, they put there, chief one very beautifully done path. So your gratitude, your understanding will manifest because this is what nature is. When you have this, means you have Dhamma. Otherwise, you think you already very differently. So all this no need. No. Because these are like what they call duty. Your duty towards those who have helped you. or who have affinity to pave the way for you to receive Dhamma and truth, you will have deep gratitude and respect, no matter who he is. Understand? That's why all this will naturally develop as you develop the cultivation. And I appreciate people who has contributed in one way or another to our Kanyamita Fund, to our activity, and to how we actually bring about the causes and conditions for all this Dhamma sharing to be possible. Because I tell myself, actually one of the other reasons I came out because Yun Chan invited me is when I was in 89, after I understood all this, I said, now is my time to contribute back to society. But there were no conditions, no, until Yun Chan came. No. Then 3 times I rejected him. No. Then deep inside, there is time for you to come out already. Then I realized it's time for me to do my part. The last time, people create a condition for me. I listen to their Dhamma, everything. Then I make use of the condition. Then I progress, I cultivate. Then now is my time to give. So that's why after that, everything falls into place. Then this is what the final result is. So it's beautiful. Yeah, so you want to say for me? Yeah, so you can say something.
Bratio, regarding to not to listen from the heart, where share it experience.
Very good. He long time ago. A few years already, he already know how to listen.
这个是上个月我在Pamasuri的家, 在听, 那个时候你在讲这个, 你在share那个Dharma是那个, top based 的meditation, 整个section我是 lying down, then 突然间我是 listen from 这一边,
yeah, yeah.
你的每一个 wording 我很 clear 的,
我知道,
没有, 没有这边的 disturb,
yeah, yeah,
就是一直在这边,
yeah, 在那边,
很清楚的每一个字,
yeah, yeah.
Then in between, 那个满天 might arise, 你可以知道, the moment 它一 arise,
yeah, yeah.
你只是一 relax, 它又沉下去了。
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But the moment 那个满天 might 它一 arise 的时候, 你的, 你的 Dharma 就听不到了。
Yeah,
then after that, 我就 recall, 就明白你讲的,
yeah.
我们的 mind 只能够做一件事情。
Yeah, one thing at a time.
Yeah, either,
you are aware or lost of thought.
对。
Because it already distract you, take you and preoccupy what you are thinking.
他 arise few moment 给我去看,
yeah,
然后我什么, 我, then 我就只是 relax, 我什么都没有做,
yeah.
Then 他又再沉下去,
yeah, yeah.
Then after 这整个 Dharma talk, 我 arise 了以后我回家, but 我不能够 recall 你在讲什么,
no need one, because I already warn you, don't fall back to the thought to analyze, to try to, because the wisdom, the moment you receive, this one give me the condition. I told Ingview, this is the mind to mind transmission. Mind to mind transmission of the mind. Understand? Mind to mind transmission. Because their vibration go in. Like Wuju talk to Huining, the mind to mind goes in. And you are ready, you have the awareness, you will receive one. Then you will rejoice. Then when you need to, like, the condition will arrive from the nature, tell you, you must meditate. It makes you feel sleepy first. Then the moment you got a condition, you just lie down. Lie down. Then the energy comes. Then sometimes I don't want to listen. Completely silent. I stay here. Then the movement starts. Then meant to be. Then after that, when I come out of that thing, then I know. That's why from what I experienced, I came to understand all this. That's why I can guide you, I can share with you, and explain all this to you. Otherwise, you think can like mind to mind, like that can pass. Can pass. You think the Buddha not compassionate? All give already. But you must have the cup to receive, understand? You must have the awareness nature to understand and to receive. You cannot receive. And you must have that understanding to understand all these things. Otherwise, you give him also, he doesn't know what is happening. Like I speak, the vibration is meant for all, non-human everything. the nature just shared. That's why it's straight from the heart. Even Han realized. He said, yeah, but do I realize that you share, you never look at notes. You never hold on to anything. You just share like that. Anybody ask you any question, you just explain. Oh, no need to remember. I say, because that is what the nature is. Straight from here. You understand means you understand. Whatever people ask you is related to this one. Then you understand, you will share. And I'm not sure I will use the word very lightly. Understand? Very lightly. Based on my nature's understanding. It's like that. Otherwise, this thing cannot happen. That if I don't know, not my field, I say I don't know, not my field. Understand that? So all this, as a cultivator, we will develop understanding. Then we will move. So there is no such thing as paisei la, scared people come to know la. Oh, this is from the mundane mind, the thought. No such thing. Forget about the thought. As long as you have the understanding, you walk the path, you are sincere, you will accord and flow. Where the sign will come, the condition will come. You will just manifest. The thought cannot come already. Otherwise, that conditioning, the habitual tendency, keep on coming on. Then you want to react that way. Then you dare not ask questions, you shy and all those things. Then you dare not like share, you scared people here, don't want to record all those things. Who is reacting to all this? The ego mind, the mundane mind, that fear, the insecurity, understand? So once you know that there is no such thing, of course you have to be tactful. Understand? Tactful means what? Not to create unnecessary misunderstanding. And that one is okay. That's why sometimes, last night I very simple, my wife, they all know, my classmate, they all know. I dress very simple. You all know that. I dress very simple. Then sometimes to me, you want to laugh, you laugh, whatever. But then later on when I came out to work, when I stopped management, I realized I cannot. Go board meeting, must wear code. Go to PM's department presentation, must wear code. No. I said, must wear code. Then I realized, this is society. Understand? The world is the world, society. Not for me to decide. In order to prevent people from creating karmic negativity, last time after 89, I wear the yellow string. You know why? Lay people, I wear. At least we will see the yellow string. They dare not simply say things. No, they say, wow, you Buddhist, you cultivator. No. That's how I received Master Shen Hua's, the Surangama Sutta, the English one. Because the fellow saw the yellow string. He said, you are a Buddhist. Oh, I say, and say, I give you a book. See, because of my goodness of heart, I don't want people to make that mistake. Because the karmic thing that hit them, where they don't know who I am, is very severe. Because there are a lot of healers people with karmic negativity to be in that position. So when I wear this, at least it prevents unnecessary misunderstanding. So all this, when you understand already, then you will know how to act. Act according to your nature's understanding. No more of those thought-based things. Okay? Okay, I think there's a request. Okay.
Sorry, Vati.
It's okay. Yeah.
While doing the lying down just now, actually, I hear only, because when you mentioned vibration, that struck me on the way you go down. Before that, I like blur because I hear sound. I cannot understand what you talk.
No need to understand. Because this wisdom energy, it already do the work. Your nature receive already. And as I said, that's a mind-to-mind transmission. But if you try to use your brain to understand, then it becomes knowledge. It's accumulating. Understand?
Yeah, that's why my eyes also big. Huh? Vibration, yes.
Yeah. This is what you will receive. And this vibration, when you are sensitive later on, when your nature open up more and more, you will see how it works, how it actually create this movement, then how it open up until the front like hollow, at the back also like hollow. You know why it's hollow? Huh? Empty, nothing inside. But you know there are flesh and blood, everything inside there. But that nature inside there, that vibration and everything, very different. That thing is part of nature, your cultivation, your inheritance. This is what you are when you come as a form of mind. Yeah, this is a segmented line, the vertical and the tool for you to come. Then you have this. That's why this is what they call Sambhogaya Kaya. Understand? Now? When the Nimana Kaya, functional body, connect, then the Sambhogaya Kaya come, that nature come. That very powerful nature, but full of wisdom, full of compassion, love, virtue, everything inside. And this one come. Then the Buddha become the Dhammakaya, speaks the Dhamma, shares the Dhamma, do his work. So that is how it happened, the three body. Alicia. Yung second. Okay.
Thank you. Share with the experience starting at the main shrine. Just to give faith to remember 我之前来的时候 about 那个鱼的 encounter.
对对,
so 我几天都没有下去, 突然间, 昨天, 他就 come into my mind. 我还没有跟我的好朋友 say hi.
是啊，我就
早上我很早 我就5点多就下去跟他们 say hi 了 然后过后 我就想到 因为徐安叫我去做 bowing 100次 然后我就想 100次怎样抱 然后我就想到 那个 manifestation 那个鱼 可能就是比如这那活的
本来是我的嘛
所以我今天就很多的 gratitude 这次来 反正就是这次来很多 gratitude towards 比如真那佛 所以我就去做bowing
所以我就bow
本来我是想做100次 可是没有时间 我就bow到第50次 然后我就去pay respect给 普贤菩萨 过去就是走过去就 顺着那个椅子去抱那个文殊舍利菩萨 可是我当我 就是像师父他们抱站着上去抱上来 是很清楚的 那时候我就知道这个是 mind and the subject So 我就是借着机会跟
Sadhu, very good
希望可以 inspire 大家
阿弥陀佛 阿弥陀佛 Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why when it happened, you will know, and the form and mind will know. Just the awareness and the bowing, that posture, like completely synchronized. Mind and the sati. Everything you do is in sati. Yeah. I think there's a request from Alicia for you to chant Karaninya Natasutta.
Oh, Maha Karuna.
Oh, Maha Karuna. Oh, Maha Karuna. Yeah, sorry.
Thank you. 还有就是我想讲一下刚才我四点的 meditation 当我出来的时候我觉得好像很难 perceive
initially like that 就, initially like 让你入侵那个 nature 太深了 Yes, before you come out to the conscious mind it takes a while
Yeah, take a while. This is really good. So
that you can see how the sense data from far slowly coming in. Then you know you want to go back to the normal consciousness already. That's what I saw when I, after the retreat, the short retreat, 5 days, I remember, I entered cessation, that after that I went out. Then throughout that 5 days, I seldom talked. Even the last day when the monk that was in charge, I think he saw. Then he asked Pearlie, he said, look, Pratio different. He know different, but he doesn't know what happened to him. Then I just smiled, I just used my hand, I didn't talk. Then I happened to sit in front of the bar. from. The mind from cessation come out is very different, very, very different. Then later on, your eye was continuously aware. Then later on, that nature become very different. Then I was sitting in front. Then I start to see the sense data coming in, like slow motion. Then how it trigger on the dependent origination of the teacher. So that sense basis upon contact, what happened, I saw everything, like slow motion. Then I came to an understanding. Actually, before it happened, I already knew this thing is going to create back. Means the mundane mind going to come out again. Maybe. I no longer can be in that state for very long. Because this is all nature. The moment you come out of it, like those who went through the cessation of form and mind experience Nibbana, because the five aggregate of form and mind, they say the residue, in the Theravada Sutta is Arahan with residue, and those parinibbana no more residue. So residue means this five aggregate still there. You cannot parinibbana yet, but you can realize nibbana. Then you cannot decide when to come out. It will decide for you. Then when you come out, the whole process you see from that nature, how the pure awareness come out. Then how that one split into three areas of consciousness, the brain, the heart and the tongue. Then how this animate and you become a human being again. Then I saw the brain here like a dynamo zoom starting it. Actually, when you go into cessation, this whole thing stops. The brain completely no activity, no consciousness, nothing. The pure awareness also no one. But you don't die. That is still warm and honest. Then the whole thing ceases. That's why I understand. The mundane mind realizes itself and ceases into the unconditioned. That is what Nibbana is. Then it will come out on its own. You cannot decide. That's why last time I warned some of you. Yeah, I scared you all go in without knowing. And for many days, people think you die already. Yeah? No heartbeat, nothing. No beating, nothing. But for me, it's because of my past. Yeah, I go this way, Bodhisattva way, very long. That's why I won't go into that one for too long. The nature knows. Then all this, like, show it to me, skim through. Initiate the glimpse, then after that, the spacious awareness, the oneness nature. Within the same 5 days, everything show me step by step until I went into that nature. Then I saw all this. Then when I come out of it, I start to understand creation. That's why I can explain to you the creation, how it manifests, how you become what you are. The amazing thing is, I didn't realize by drawing the triangle, I can explain the cultivation. Then by drawing the four circle, I can explain the process of creation. So you want her Amy to help Chan Maha Karuna?
So you can
chant. Better Liang Kai Shi. Liang Kai Shi. Pass the other mic. Oh, you have the mic. Pama Sui Hui Chan. Ichi Chan. Yanta Maha Karuna, you can. A little bit. Okay, together we all chant. Okay, I think. Ta Pei Zhou first.
Ta
Pei Zhou first. Ta Pei Zhou, then Xing Jing. Then, because they will come back. Ming Tian will come back. Ta Pei Zhou, Xing Jing, then Maha Karuna.
Nam Mo Ta Pei Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Nam Mo Ta Pei Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Nam Mo Ta Pei Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Aliye 耶，摩诃迦卢尼迦耶，安萨婆莱法耶，苏丹那丹谢，南摩悉吉利多依蒙阿利耶。婆卢揭谛是佛来楞多婆南无那赖谨墀悉利摩诃盘多萨埵萨婆诃他哆树棚尔思云萨婆萨埵南无婆萨埵南无婆伽摩法特哆耽智他唵阿婆卢悉卢迦帝迦卢帝依悉利摩诃菩提萨埵萨婆萨婆摩来摩来摩悉摩悉利婆云俱卢俱卢伽摩嘟噜嘟噜跋涉耶帝摩诃跋涉耶帝陀来陀来帝利尼湿婆来耶遮来遮来摩摩萨婆来摩地利依悉依悉舍奈舍奈阿赖僧佛赖舍利跋沙跋僧佛赖舍耶呼噜呼噜娑赖呼噜呼噜悉利娑赖娑赖悉利悉利苏噜苏噜菩陀耶菩陀耶弥地利耶那赖谨墀地利舍利那陀耶摩赖萨婆诃悉陀耶萨婆诃摩诃悉陀耶萨婆诃悉陀喻依室盘那耶萨婆诃那赖谨墀萨婆诃摩赖那赖萨婆诃悉赖僧阿穆迦耶萨婆诃萨婆摩诃阿悉陀耶萨婆诃遮吉赖阿悉陀耶萨婆诃波陀摩揭悉陀耶萨婆诃那赖谨墀盘揭赖耶萨婆诃摩婆利僧揭赖耶萨婆诃南无诃赖耽那多赖耶耶南无阿利耶婆卢揭谛是盘赖耶萨婆诃安悉殿多曼多赖跋哆耶萨婆诃揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时照见五蕴皆空度一切
舍不异空，空不异舍，色即是空，空即是色。受想行识，亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味诸法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老实亦无老实尽，无无苦集灭道无智意，无色而已，无所得故，菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有空故，愿你颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故的阿多罗三藐三菩提故，此般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒愿，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。
南无阿那他耶耶阿迦耶娑迦耶Virochana Buburacaya Tathagate Ahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Namo Sarvatathagate De Ahate De Samyaksam Buddhe DeNamo Arya Avalokite Suraya Bodhisattva Mahasattvaya Mahakarunikaya Teyanta Ondarayaya Diri Diri Duru Duru Ite vante sale sale Rasale rasale Kusume kusume Vare ili mile Tite zola akanae shoha
Sadhu
Sadhu
SadhuOkay, let's do
the ceremony. Let's rejoin the order. Wholesome.
thus that we develop through all this sharing today. Then let us rejoice. Eh?
Sadhu.
And let us share these merits with all beings, starting from the devas.
Akasata Shabumaka Devanaga Mahindika Punyantang Anuoditwa Churang Rakantu Lokasasana Etawata Chamehi Sampadam Punya Sampadam Sabbe Deva Anuodantu Sabasampati Sriya Idam Menya Dina Otu Sukita Hontu Nyatayo Idam Menya Dina Otu Sukita Hontu Nyatayo Idam Menya Dina Otu Sukita Hontu Nyatayo Deo asatu kalena sasa sampati hetoce vito loatu lokoce raja bhavatu dhammiko idimina punya kamena mame bala samagamo sadam samagamo hotu yava nivana Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Okay. As we respect mindfully the Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Lili Sattva, and all the worthy ones, then we end the whole session. Thank you.
Good evening, Brother Teo and all Kalamita. Can you all hear me?
You can.
I think you need a mic. She cannot
hear you. Oh, you can't hear me.
I can hear you. Okay. First of all, I would like to apologize for all the inconveniences, all the trouble, and all the.
It's meant to be. Also, same condition. There's a reason. Just do what you have to do. So I was told tomorrow your husband coming to fetch you and your mom.
Yes, he's coming.
So yeah. Wish you all a safe journey. Then do take care by, I don't know what type of medication. I was told you cannot take the kucha or those things.
G6PD.
Oh, no wonder. So you all will need to I don't know where you consult doctor to get medication or what. Do you all have any medication at home?
No, but I think we can find ways.
good. Sadhu. You need help, do let us know. Or Dr. J is around.
Dr. J also offered to give some help. Some medication for me lah. So maybe I will get from him. Yes. Yeah. And then another thing, I also would like to thank also Brother Teo and all the Kalamitas for all the help. And also I want to share some of my experience for this.
Oh, good. Sadhu.
Somehow like this retreat, when you are sharing the heart sutta, even like every stages, so it's like at this time it's like a new book for me, you know.
You will understand it differently. Not only you, a lot of Kayamita told me that. Every year they come a different understanding. So like you say, like a new book. Yeah, where the meaning stand up now. Because when you read, I can understand. The meaning stand up now.
And then like last time all the meditation I did is like so wrong, you know, it's like every time I hear like different stages are wrong. You know? Then now even though like Brother Song and Alicia, they also can see a true mind, but it's kind of like more and more understanding, especially today. And, especially today, the in the morning sharing, when I at first I was like following when you are sharing, reading out from the notes, then following, write down notes. Then today somehow I got a bit like itchiness of the throat, so I was not doing it, and I just rest and just listen only, and then the whole session was really, I can hear when you are talking, I can feel the throat, the itchiness, throat. Yeah. Then I found that my whole body is very straight, sitting in a very straight manner. Wow, and then the session, I also sitting. Yeah, and then it was for a long time, I didn't experience this kind of long sitting already. Even after lunch, that sitting also, then after lunch, I was quite full, so I don't want to sit. So I was standing. After lunch, I haven't did the test yet, because I was standing. I was not standing, only standing, not moving, and then listening the whole session.
Yeah, sadhu.
Then it was really good. Then after that, when I did the test, then I found out I got that, even though I got a bit why like that, last day already.
Yeah, but, sadhu, you can laugh already. Sadhu.
But somehow here in the heart area, it doesn't like a lot of it's still quite still, only like.
Yeah, that is what the cultivator's heart is. You don't like normal people panic already, worry. Cannot, it is still inside there, and there's the heart there. Very good. That means sadhu. So don't worry.
And then even though after that, then we are waiting what to do, So I also turn on the sharing, thinking about three something after the meditation, three something the sharing. I turn on, then I don't know what to do, I just sit there. And then I continue using the hearing consciousness to hear. So it's also able to steal the mind and also
sadhu.
Really. Yeah, and then after that, when I know what to do after time, during the discussion on the transport, a bit got a bit of sankara. Then after deciding what to do already, then I just do, and then come up to my mom's room. Then it is all, actually the whole process since the first day, I went in this room. Then after that, got problem, then we moved to another room. Then I also very happy with the room. Then after that, I come back to this room. I also very happy with the room.
Good. Your mindset has become different. A lot of wholesome mindset.
Yeah, and then I'm also very grateful that, somehow I feel very bad, but somehow it's the same room.
No need to feel bad, because these are the causes and conditions meant to be. Whatever arise, there are causes and conditions before. So you will understand, sometimes it turned out to be a blessing in disguise. So a lot of things can happen. Yeah, you go back, you can still connect through Zoom, understand? You don't really miss.
Yeah, and then Sister Poaching also, she got sharing. Somehow she did share, and then I didn't get the actual reason of why's attention. I don't know why last time I heard it in a different manner,
Definitely, because as you develop the understanding and the progress, you will understand it differently, because Po Cheng has actually progressed very, very well. And when she share, the way you listen is different. It's just like last time, the Sister Han is a lot like more advanced than her one. She don't know anything, so on. But now, he reminded the Sister Hannah, have you stabilized your daily mindfulness? Have you stabilized your daily mindfulness? Many times, until Han be tahan. Then Han sometimes, I think that day, he discussed it, that still actually my mind quite calm. But that one is not a free mind. Then later on I explained, then he said, So a lot of things is different, because I said, if you have the stability of mindfulness, awareness, the free mind, your behavior is different, right? You talk different, right? You share different, right? You explain different. Right? Then I gave her the example. I said, you go KLCC, huh? You have been there before. Yeah? Then I asked you a few questions, you will know. But if you haven't been there, you read about the history or the facts, or oh, Twin Tower, 88 story at one time, tallest in the world with a link bridge, everything. Then I ask you, have you been there? You cannot explain. You say, have? Okay, by what transport? Then when you reach there, let's say LRT or taxi or what do you see? You cannot answer, you haven't been there. Then when you saw the, let's say somebody who already went by car, by taxi, drop off, saw KL Surya, then you say, yeah, they drop off, there's KL Surya, I enter, and then what? The escalator, the shop went on. Means he has been there, understand or not? Use his own word, never mind. But if you haven't been there, you blur on. Don't know. I didn't go. Then how do you know? Knowledge. Thanks. Tell me, continue. Sorry. Tell me.
Oh, she disconnected.
Oh, is it?
I think she might be trying to reconnect.
Oh, okay.
Disconnected.
Oh. Never mind. So, let it be. They all not so early. I think her one not so early. The husband may not be so early. You all 9:30 very early. Then the driver will have to start very early.
Connected.
6 o'clock.
Connected.
Tell me. Now you can continue. Sorry.
Oh, and then I wanted to say is that somehow this kind of sore throat, no? It makes the sankhara, because the sore throat is quite prominent. So it really calms the mind a lot. And then it's like, just now I was like a bit headache when I come to mom's room. Then suddenly I heard, oh, deepening chanting started. Then suddenly the whole body very rejoiced, very happy, you know.
The evening chanting, the faith takes over. Then your body responds. Yeah, you have been here for quite a few days. Don't worry, let things be and everything will just unfold. Meant to be will be. Well, you go back, by the time you reach home, I think you can connect to the Zoom. Then when you reach places with Wi-Fi, you can also log in if you want to.
Yes. No, I just want to say it is it's a very unexpected experience.
It's
a very wholesome one.
Yeah, very wholesome. And that's why I should rejoice, Father.
Thank you again. Thank you, Father.
Rejoice. Sadhu.
I also want to thank Brother Kok Loon.
Deliver food at the birthday.
Dr. Jayanta. And many others that maybe I didn't mention their name, but they have sent their love and care.
Me
and my mom.
Related meta to Dr. J and your mom.
My mom's sadhu.
Your mom knew. Your mom say thank you. There's a message to you.
This is what I want to say. And then sadhu.
Sadhu. So have a safe trip. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sadhu.
Dear brothers and sisters, today we have an extraordinary Dhamma sharing from Brother Theo. Let us express our greatest gratitude to Brother Theo by bowing 3 times mindfully.
Sadhu. Sadhu.
Sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu. Yeah. Rejoice. So it is the condition, the affinity. That's why before you all came for this silent retreat in the classes, the Tuesday class, Sunday class, and everything, I already told you a lot of things will happen when you train. Because we disunderstanding Kayamita addiction. Yeah. But too bad. Because the COVID thing, you cannot stop it because there are causes and conditions behind that. So meant to be will be. Yeah. So whatever it is a good experience. Yeah? Then we just rejoice, accord and flow, understand not? No need to arise any negativity, no need to create all that type of thought. Are you, if we have not allowed them to come, then this thing will forget about it. This one is the thought, have this type of habitual tendency to like justify, to like make you feel better. But it's no more reality, understand? The reality is, we have the retreat, you should rejoice. And that's all. Whatever arises that you benefit, that you are able to develop understanding, you should rejoice. Then you radiate love, metta. Then we contributed so much donation, so you summarize in the board. Oh, how are we going to pay the support? Oh, good. So you pass to Papa Suri, yeah?
Pass the song, but
I'll bring pass the song. Ah, okay, pass the song, okay. So, a song on behalf of. Yeah. So, we all should rejoice with that. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Maybe a quick one. Eh? Yeah. Sian still around. Eh? Sian, Sian, let's play. Yeah. A few minutes. no need, Sian's voice very loud.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. On one side is the income. So basically, all the contribution for the retreat fees from 21 of you, 280 ringgit, that's fine, 1,880. Some of you are just wondering, why do we still need new sponsors when they have already paid for the retreat fees? But anyway, it is 200. Breakfast, 200 lunch, and 100 for dinner. So that's about 500 a day. So total collection was 3950. Temple donation, the amount collected was 2,620. And then there's a retreat donation. Sorry, brother, 6,350. I just put down some of the major items, contribution. From the Kanimita Fund was 3,000, Brother Teo and family 1,000, Su Yi and siblings 500, and Sister Pa Masuri and Brother Teo 1,000. There's still 500 in memory of somebody. So I gotta figure out who is that. So there's miscellaneous total 6530. So retreat donation. So now on this side, the meals tabulated total is 3,440. And if I take the temple donation across and just donate that amount across to Sampo Temple, 2,620, then the whole thing, meal and donation, would be only about 6,000. Mm-hmm. Right? But the thing is, you look at all the facilities that they're using, hot water, I was surprised that even the cold water was using stainless steel pipe. So, in consultation with Brother Teo, we propose to donate 10,000. Right?
Yes. Every year we do that. The bulk of it go to the temple. You know why? Because they are so genuine. And they really built this great place. You stay, everything is free. You realize that. The water, the electricity, whatever thing we use, all free. Then, let's say, if you were to go to a normal retreat where they charge you on the room, per room, even you share room per night, at least they will charge you 100. Understand? No? This one, the meal is only, I think we allocate 9 ringgit per meal. Eight. Even 3 meals, 24. No? 24 ringgit give you room, give you toilet facility, all the utility. Where to find? Understand? But they are genuine. Sambal, so they want to have this as their mission. They're in the original founder, the abbot. They know this place will come up. That's why last time I remember I came, all this not built yet. But even during the pandemic, you realize they built that what the 7-story or 8-story on there. Then they did a lot of work.
And then Kuan Yin Rupa.
The Kuan Yin Rupa. Then they extended that platform outside for the car park also. Then they also actually did up the what they call the abbots where they store the relics on the stupa and all that thing. Then all those people last night when they didn't close for COVID, a lot of people come here and meditate on this. Do you know that? Then all this, we donate to the temple, they actually pay for all this. So the temple donation to actually support the Sangha, all this, they use the temple fund and as well. So your money that you donate every time we come is very wholesome. And we try our best to do what is best for Kayamita. Yes, these are Kayamita fund mainly. That's why I donated 3,000 from the Kayamita fund so that those who didn't participate in the retreat, they also get to share this merits. Then all the things we buy, the offering, everything, we also use the common fund. Then all your donation, everything go back to the common fund. Then whatever we do with the common fund, everybody partake. You understand? That's why it becomes very wholesome. So people who don't understand that, sometimes we have to, hey, we pay for the meal already, you know. You somehow ask us to sponsor. But nobody so far say that because they know this money is to create a bigger pool so that we can donate to more temple. Then there are some miscellaneous donation to Teng Xiong Sifu and the Ang Pao.
That's right, the Ang Pao is there.
The Ang Pao. Let's see and continue.
Teng Xiong Sifu has a Buddhist center somewhere in Cameron. We are donating 500 ringgit there. And Kam Lan Chai also has a medical. Oh, Kampong Raja, yeah. Okay. And Kam Lan Chai has a medical charity fund, so we are donating 200 there. We are donating 200 ringgit to the Sunday school up there.
Yeah, up there, the temple Sunday school.
And we allocated 300 to ABC. then the, for the various Sangha, we have allocated certain amount of money. Yeah, altogether 7 months over here. And of course, the kitchen helpers, the one that helps to cook all the meals over there.
We also should pay that.
We allocated 400 for the main cook and all that, four or three of them, and one helper, 200. That's where the money comes from.
Yeah.
Then some of the purchases, plus some of the earlier purchases that we bought in 2020.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we
yeah.
have to carry forward.
Yeah.
But that was 992 and 1,000 at this moment we're allocating budget. So we're not sure what is the grand total in the end. So roughly that I just balance it for now.
Yeah.
Finally when the small bills come in then
we'll no problem. We have the rest, whatever shop for our Kayamita fund will donate. We will top it up. So no problem. So what you need to understand is when we make offering to all the monks, Tang Jia, the helper, all those things, you never knew one day they also can become great beings. So they also have their parami. So wherever there is condition, wherever there is opportunity for us to develop wholesomeness, especially Kayamita, the collective consciousness. That's why I use the Kayamita fund in this way, so that all Kayamita benefit. Then those who participate, whatever offering and support, we also help you to re-donate to temple and all this other activity. So it's very wholesome.
Oh, Auntie Joyce.
Auntie Joyce.
my dana for this retreat in my in memory of my parents Lim Kim San and Po Lee Yong, 500.
Oh, 500.
So it was.
You WhatsApp her your account, then she will pay you in memory or something. Give the detail.
Maybe that was the one.
Maybe that's the one.
She put Joyce Lim in memory.
Oh, okay, that was the one. Okay, yeah. Sadhu to her. Let's rejoin. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So, if you were to look back, even you at home eat also cost you more. How can the 280 last you 90 days? 30 days. Understand? Lodging and food. You want?
For the temple donation was 10,000.
Yeah.
So there are 20 of us, you average about 500. Brother Teo, can I have the privilege of giving the donation to Brother?
Yeah, yeah. Dr. J, the ABC one. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Suyang's still around. Huh? Yeah, take photo, take photo. Hey, somebody. Yeah. Take photo. Your handphone is not allowed. No, because Brother Teo better. Because our annual Kayamita gathering, we may need to have some of this photo.
So there's a 300 ringgit donation from all of us.
Yeah, common pool.
For ABC. Separately? Post. Mask or no mask? Oh, mask. So, for all the...
Yeah, last night.
Just a token.
Thank you. So that's why a lot of wholesomeness when you know how to manage the common fund, and you already have the understanding of how it can help Kayanamitas. The Kayanamita consciousness is very unique and very beautiful. You see, even Tammy can feel that she transformed, she changed, but in her own way, you understand? She last time cannot sit so long. Suddenly, despite COVID, with that thing alone, no problem. So all this is, then like she said, it's like going through the Heart Sutta. She has attended many retreats. But it's like a new book to her. It's like the understanding, different normal. Dhamma is like that. I used to share with you what I share is for all, more or less, even no matter how advanced you are, very likely they will have the understanding. You can absorb one because it is from that level up down to everybody. So how much you receive depends on your capacity. Like I said, if you want to receive all this pure energy or what this great being's energy or truth or Dhamma, it depends on your cultivation. If you don't have the cultivation, is what? It's like the holy water you want to go and collect. You don't even have a cup now. So how to collect? Put your two hands. All lick through. By the time you take home, not much left, maybe one drop, two drop. Or when you put there, if you use your mouth, then maybe you can lick. not much. But if you have a cup, at least that cup is sure. You receive it. If your cup is bigger, you will receive more. So nature is like that. Cultivator of the way need to understand. If you don't have the capacity, you are not ready with the condition to receive. You can't. There is no way. Okay? Now. Good night. Sadhu. 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 Yeah, good night.
I'm Brother Teo.
Ah, yes. Tell me.
Yeah, just now I forgot a point. This time I feel that in the early of the retreat, you reminded me that to be aware in every moment, every
action and movement in the present moment.
Yeah, this somehow this one like struck me. I mean, like I heard it many times.
Wow,
yeah, and then like, in this, maybe this retreat was a very conducive environment.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
very, easily recall or just not remember to. I mean, like it's not remembering, but it's like aware that you know.
Yeah.
Many times it. And then another thing is, I want to say that I feel that I am so like. No, for previous the wrong view, the egoic mind is like, you know, you feel like, yeah, I know a lot of things, but actually it's because of the causes and conditions that cause all this understanding. And then I feel very humble to that. I mean, like, and then it is very thankful and very humble.
Yeah, gratitude towards people who have actually helped you in one way or another. Then you see the Kayamita very helpful. They are very different.
I mean, not only the karma, it's like, you know, last time when I say like, it's like, I understand this, but actually it's not I that is understand. It's like, it's a condition or that gives you this, that maybe they just want to show it to you one time, like, oh, this is like this one, something like that. It's not like, I know this, you know. It's like,
It's for you to see.
It's
you
not
go
like,
through. You go through. Then when you have the Dhamma, you become different. That's why now you can have the sensitivity to understand all this and express your gratitude and develop the understanding to be grateful and all these things. So it has become very different. You no longer like last time, egoic, heedless, then knowledge or thought based. All those already slowly been like I won't say it rooted out, like you slowly migrate away from the thought-based way of doing things, the heedless way.
And lastly, I also like to thank sister oh my god, suddenly
which sister?
Just now one sister, she says that to request to have earlier Bodhisattva vow.
Oh, MV, Sister MV. Wow. You also get to participate, don't worry. You are early morning, no more morning exercise one day. Bodhisattva vow.
Very thankful for her suggestion, also volunteer approval.
Yeah, sadhu. Ah, very good. So tomorrow, what time your transport arrive?
I'm not sure. He first time come here.
Oh, that's good. Ask him to take his time. You can finish the Bodhisattva vow. Then after that, you only tell him, thank you for allowing me time. I think he will come not so early. After breakfast. Maybe midday. But Suyan asked the transporter driver to wake up at 6 a.m. and reach at 9:30. 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Merdeka Day. So no traffic on. Oh, the Merdeka Stadium. But Wednesday, they take this. Come up here one day. Then maybe Sui An's driver also take a while. Maybe 6 o'clock he get away a lot of jam. Never mind, just let things be. Tell me, don't worry.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Tell all your husband, be patient, drive carefully. Don't have to rush. You say you are okay. Let him have that confidence. Otherwise, he panic. My wife. So don't worry. Sadhu. Okay. Okay, Tammy, anything else?
Yeah, my mother says she wants to say something.
Ah, can. Sadhu. Ah, Karen.
Virgil, Lucille, yes. And Ramitas.
Yes.
First, I want to thank you again, you know, for allowing, thank you, Sister Pak Masuri, and also my daughter, you know, in giving me the opportunity to able to join this retreat. Actually, I'm looking forward to attend until the end.
Oh, okay. No problem. You go back and Zoom. Don't worry.
Yeah. I was so surprised that I got COVID, you know, because every time test, I thought, every time it was negative.
Not surprised.
I thought negative, something positive. I was so shocked.
No, like your daughter, Tammy, say, it's for you to understand now, for you to see all this unfold for a reason, one.
I understand. You know, then what? No, because I've been very obedient, you know, follow SOP.
Correct. Do you know?
Finally got it here.
Yes, do you know, Karen, this can be a very good test or cultivator of the way, understand?
Yes, I understand.
Whether you panic or whether you suddenly lost, don't know what to do, then the thought simply project. So create all this. And this is what Dhamma is all about, related to life. When you are mindful, aware, you become different. Like Tammy, in her own sharing, you heard she is now so different. She understands the teaching much deeper now. Yeah. Therefore, you also same. I think you will develop the faith. Then don't worry. All these are recorded. You go back when it's ready.
I check my mind. I surprisingly, you know, I feel very calm, you know. Just,
And yet you can participate in the Zoom and all those things. That's why it's good. Normal then, time, you cannot.
Dr. Jayanta, check with me, my mind okay or not?
I also ask Kok Lun. I say, Kok Lun, how is Karen? Hey, you okay, he can answer me and walk properly and come out and receive things from him. So, Kayamita actually got monitor you also.
Thank you so much.
Like you mentioned, you realize you are different. You are more calm, and you can handle it well, take it very well. So I rejoice with Tammy and you, and she, very good daughter, take care of you, the mother, very well. She said when she got positive, she realized she got to move into your room to share room with you and take care of you. She actually liked it. She rejoiced. She find the room more pleasant, like just now she reported. She shift to Han and Pochang's room. She also feel very good. Because that mind has the appreciative mind, contentment, the joy. That's why with Dhamma, you become different. You don't have the negative thought, understand? Complain. Oh, yo, they all home here. They are room all very nice. Up there got Wi-Fi. Our one corner, no Wi-Fi. You think like that, gone away. Your peace, your happiness, your joy, all gone away. And that is what Sankara is all about. That's what mundane mind is all about. So this is Dhamma in real life. It's a test. The condition manifests to expose us, understand, to our weakness, for us to see. Like Sui also said, this thing becomes different. When suddenly you are there, then your mind starts to check. Are you affected? Will you behave like normal people and all those things? Yeah. If you are very negative, do you know what they will think about? Yeah. Like, yes, I heard from Sia. Tammy, Karen, Posty, we all same car. Wow. And luckily, he said SOP. I said, it's okay, up to you. Then they make a decision. They also going back tomorrow. Huh? So you got company. So three of groups. Seven of you, three. Don't worry, you got company.
So in a way, I check my mind these 2 days. Also, surprisingly, I'm very calm. I don't
know.
I'm scared of COVID, but now I'm not. You know, happened to me also. Seems I can take it very well.
Yeah, Sadhu. Then you know what happened last night at night down there? Five of us on the table. Then I was the only one sitting there, didn't say I cannot. Then the rest I ask, your son last how many days? Your son last how many days? So Song was there, Alicia was there, all of them cannot be born. Then the shortest one is 5 days. 5 days before it becomes negative. Then Colin said, sometimes 8 days only become positive, negative. So it depends. So don't worry. You are not the first. Huh? There are a lot before you were recognized.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. But I think it very well, surprisingly. You know,
yes.
I reached out my mind, you know, see. Like,
yes.
Yeah. And Dr. Jain also checked my mind.
Luckily we have a doctor here. There you are. Thanks, Sui An. He said, Dr. Jain Ta, our doctor. He heard Tong Fa Chan Sifu. So.
Thank you so much to our brother, Brother Kok Lu. So nice of him to serve. And all the Gamitas will help out, Brother Song. Sister Pak Masuri and all that. Thank you so much.
Appreciate. So
thank you. Thank you, Brazil.
Thank you to you and Tammy also. For sharing all this. We rejoice. So take care, drive carefully, have a safe journey. So wish you all the best. Then when you reach home or what, you want to Zoom, you are most welcome. Because the signal here is not bad. A lot of people zoom in actually. So he told me about 8 or 9.
8 now.
Okay, Aaron? Sado, good night. Sado, good night, Sado. So have a good rest. Then take care. Drink more water. If medication you can take, like Dr. J1, better try it out. Okay, no harm.
Thank you.
Bye bye. So we will end the whole thing. Sadhu one more time, one last time. Sadhu, sadhu. So this person include donation and everything. When you understand there is joy in sana, to live a fruitful human life, to be worthy of the Buddha, means to be a true disciple of the Buddha as a Buddhist. You must have this understanding of life. So to be worthy of a human being, a true human being, means you live your life fruitfully. You are a blessing to all, and you do a lot of wholesomeness to pave the way for your good coming nature to support you every life you come, so that you got a good future life. Then your spiritual nature, you can cultivate and liberate your mind. Every life you come, you are beautiful. You not only like this life, do all this wholesomeness. You can have the ability to share, to teach, and create the what they call sharing to benefit more and more living beings, to fulfill your vows and all those things. So tomorrow, luckily, everybody can still take the Bodhisattva vow. So thank you for this good suggestion. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so tomorrow morning, bring your yellow card if you have. If you don't have, bring your blue book, the Bodhisattva Way blue book. Bring both your yellow card and your blue book. If I still got a bit of time, because I think in less than half an hour, I would have finished and administered the thing. Then I can read from the blue book to let you understand the importance of walking this way. How rewarding it is, and to understand the whole cultivation. Okay, good night. Have a good rest. And tomorrow, tomorrow onwards, 6 o'clock or not 6:15? No. You got read the program or not? 31st onward, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, not 6:15. You someone want to go down?
No, cannot.
Fa Chan Sifu stop all of us. He said, "Choku bu neng xia lai." Okay.